This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. President Trump is a consummate salesman, and one of the things that he's been able to do is sell his support for the ethanol industry without actually having to do anything that would physically represent that support. He has anti-ethanol EPA and Department of Energy officials, plans to reduce CAFE standards, which negatively impacts future ethanol demand, and has not extended year-round E15 usage. The EPA has been slow about releasing new 2018-2019 mandate levels of usage for biofuels because Scott Pruitt shares the viewpoint of Big Oil that ethanol should be limited to 9.7% or less of usage. The White House would have cleared whatever mandate the EPA announces, so then we will have a strong message whether Trump's support for ethanol actually matches his rhetoric. Obama didn't do anything for ethanol either, but at least he didn't run around telling everyone how strongly he supported it. Tacitly protecting the status quo for biofuel is pretty much the same thing as we had before. Efforts to expand E15 legislatively are stalled in Congress, basis the same old divisions, marked by Big Oil congressmen blocking the advancement of a bill. Carl Icahn, Valero, and CHS still want their RINs obligation to go away. Icahn is being investigated by the Ethics Committee for his conflict of interest in choosing Pruitt, with the committee asking for all communications between him and the EPA. Icahn says that though acting as a designated special advisor, he is not a government employee and therefore is not subject to ethics. That is what Trump must see as draining the swamp. The Trump administration actually needs to do something that specifically benefits ethanol, the claim to be pro-ethanol. The president is not pro-wind turbines, or at least not pro-wind turbine subsidies, despite Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley reminding him how many jobs the wind industry has created. They've created a lot more than coal. When in Iowa, Trump put down the wind energy industry, saying that it lacked reliability and the turbines kill birds. The coal industry kills people with dirty air. His tall buildings kill more birds than wind turbines. MidAmerican says that wind generation has allowed it to charge some of the lowest rates in the nation. Grassley thinks that Trump has ordered Department of Energy Secretary Perry to undermine wind generation, but this is where Grassley's congressional seniority pays off. The wind industry employs 6,000 in the state of Iowa. A footnote on a cheese tray. The CME Group cut the cheese last Friday for the last time in the open outcry pit. I didn't even know that they were still trading cheese the old way. The commodity auction will go electronic, as have others. We are actually finding some interest in trading cheese from dairies. Very little actual cheese is traded on this auction, but the result is used to price 80% of the wholesale cheese bought and sold in the United States. It actually goes further than that, as the price of cheese impacts the price of milk. The cattle industry is seeing shrinking price discovery, as most cattle are now priced by contracts and formulas. It was hoped that the Fed Cattle Exchange would pick up the number of cash cattle traded in a competitive market. I'm not aware of all the reasons, but the number of cattle traded on the exchange has been declining for some time ahead of the recent failure of a new trading platform to function, causing a suspension in the online exchange trade. It was important to have the cash cattle market tested on the online exchange every Wednesday, but they have to trade a base amount of numbers to call it a functioning market, and they've fallen to just a few hundred head. I believe this was a technical IT issue, but when the exchange doesn't work, buyers and sellers will quickly lose interest in the platform and trade their cattle some other way. The exchange waived the fees this month, attempting to attract back new interest. There's no way that this exchange has been profitable, and its backers have to decide whether it is financially viable. That looks doubtful. There is a need for this kind of trading platform, so it is a great disappointment that they are not filling it. On the hogs, July lean hogs are trading discount to cash as the trade looks for the high to be put in now. Deferred contracts have trouble finding confident buyers with the hog report ahead. There's a huge number of new hog sites under construction, but how soon the pigs to go in them show up in a hog report is anyone's guess. I think USDA has understated farrowing intentions in past reports. The integrators building all these new plants have been working on expanding the hog production side of their supply chain to utilize the additional kill capacity coming. The U.S. trade representative is essentially making the demand that Japan further open its meat markets to the United States to reduce the trade deficit. No answer yet. Japan could just say, in that case, sign TPP. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.